here is what is going to be a talked about story from the radio programme this morning. Because we can reveal that if you have a push bike that's electrically assisted, you ready for this? You need tax, you need insurance, you need to sit a road test during that. If you're driving along on your little push bike into work this morning, or you've bought one to get fit, this doesn't apply in England, Scotland or Wales, but in Northern Ireland, you also need a leather jacket when you're sitting your test, or they'll stop you. This is all for a push bike. The bike will also need to be insured. How much do you need to insure your push bike for? These are the electrically assisted ones, right? So you're pedalling and you maybe need a wee bit of assistance to go up the road. So you kick in and you go up the wee hill. Then you're pedalling for another few miles. You need a driving license and you need a tax. And you need to be registered with the DVA. Apparently, one leading bicycle shop in Northern Ireland told me this is causing absolute bedlam. Because people have just been informed over the last week or so, shops don't know what to advise their customers who are ready to buy a bike, and shops don't know how to handle the inquiries of people phoning in to say, what on earth do I do? I bought one of these bikes a couple of months ago. Where do I put the tax? How much is the insurance? Have I to go and now set a test? Where do I get my leather riding jacket from? Apparently Vinny has one. Now, the police, they've been in touch with us this morning. They are now saying, wait for this, that they may very well slap 6 penalty points on you, and they may even take your licence away from you unless you have any of this if they catch you on the road in Northern Ireland. So, this doesn't apply to England, Scotland or Wales, but it does here in Northern Ireland. The commentator, Malachy O'Doherty, is a keen cyclist. Yeah, morning to morning, you, Malachy.
Good morning.
Well, here we go.
Well, this is absurd, but I mean, I think what has happened is something has fallen between the cracks here. Perhaps it's just that the e-bike, as we call it, has come into use recently, and therefore legislation hasn't caught up with it.
No.
But that we would apply the legislation of a motorbike to something which is so different from a motorbike is really wholly inappropriate.
The law changed in GB, in Great Britain, Malachy, when you said we haven't caught up with it, in 1995.
My goodness. Right, yeah.
Welcome to Northern Ireland.
I've been looking at the legislation in US states, and if you look at the map of America where they mark the states which have adapted to the e-bike and those that haven't, it does look like a patchwork quilt. I mean, there are several states which in the United States which apply this kind of legislation to them as well. It's a misunderstanding of what an e-bike is. An e-bike is a powered bike. There's no doubt about that. It has a battery built into it, but it's a battery to assist the efforts of the rider. It's not a battery that's got such power that it's going to run over them. Run away with them. If I get onto a motorbike and I'm excessive with the throttle or with the accelerator, let the throttle out too quickly, it's going to leap ahead of me. I'm going to be a danger until I've learned how to manage that. If I can ride a bicycle, I can ride an e-bike. All that I'm going to feel from the bicycle is that, you know, when my effort slackens off or I'm trying on a hill, then I get this kind of slightly uncanny feeling of being pushed from behind and given some assistance up a hill or over a hump.
If you have gone in and bought one of these push bikes with a little bit of electrical assistance, right, here's what you need to do in Northern Ireland. You need to sit a theory test.
Goodness me.
You need to do a manoeuvre test. If you don't have motorcycle boots or other sturdy footwear for your push bike, you'll have your test cancelled. You need leather motorcycle trousers or heavy denim trousers to sit the test for the push bike. You need to do a second on-the-road practical test. Your test will be cancelled if you don't meet all of these requirements. You also need tax and insurance.
But I'm assuming that the people selling these have not known this. Because when I got my last bike, I went into a shop that I used. I'll not name them because of the legal problem now. But they showed me this e-bike that they had and said, why don't you just take it out on the street and have a wee run around and see what you think of it. And that's what I did. I went outside the shop and I got on the bike and I went around a few of the streets and I got that experience of the wee nudge from, you know, from the battery power.
Yep.
And I brought it back to the shop and I said, yeah, lovely, very interesting, not for me. But clearly the dealer in the shop had no notion at that time.
Yeah. So I was talking to a leading bike supplier, this is how I've got this story, a few days ago, and they were telling me they have only become aware of this over the last week, and there is chaos around it.
Right.
Because they are being inundated with calls from people who have bought bikes saying, hold on a minute, what do we now do? Can we not now ride our bike until we go out and set a theory test and buy leather pants and a leather jacket?
Well, you
and
do.
Get insurance. And the answer is, if they do that, if you're on the road with your push bike, electrically assisted, the police are now confirming to the Nolan Show that if they catch you, they may well serve you with 6 penalty points.
Well, I suppose they're stuck with the law, and that's they have to do what they have to do. But you were going to buy one of these. Is this what happened to you, that you had gone out to buy one and realised that it made no sense for you to have one?
Sorry, Malky, say that again.
Hadn't you decided that you were going to buy one of these bikes?
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't buy one.
Yeah.
So I was going in to buy one of these electric bikes, and the reason I didn't was I thought to myself, well, I want to go for a ride today. I haven't got leather gear. I haven't got my you know, tax and insurance. And I didn't really understand it either.
And presumably you need a motorbike rider's helmet with
you
it
do.
As well.
You yeah. do. Now, the Department of Infrastructure have got in touch with the Nolan Show this morning to say, wait for this. They have not contacted individual suppliers about this, and they're only responding if an inquiry is received from a supplier. Question from me, why on earth is the department not contacting suppliers to make a public announcement about this, to make it clear? What on earth is going on? Stephen McNew with us this morning, Green Party leader. So, Stephen, here we have, you know, when government was functioning in Northern Ireland, here we have a situation where they're encouraging people to get fit, where they're encouraging people to use cycles. And now this chaos around this situation where people finding out that they've maybe invested £1,000, £2,000 in a bike and they now have to go through all of these tests, and better still, there's been no campaign to tell them about this.
It is incredible, Stephen, and in a way it's good that you've highlighted, and in a way it's drawn attention to something that I suppose was continuing, and I think the police weren't enforcing the law, and people were able to treat these bikes as they should be, as bicycles. But it's also something, if we had a functioning assembly, could be simply solved. This is something that could be brought in through secondary legislation. My understanding is the department wants to change the regulations around it, and could do so quite quickly without going through all sorts of consultation processes, etc. Because, as I say, I think it's a change of regulations, fairly quick, fairly simple.
That's right, actually. So the Department of Infrastructure in touch with us with more information. They're saying this prior to 1995, so let me set this out for both you, Malachy, and you, Stephen, and everyone listening this morning. So the Department of Infrastructure telling the Nolan Show the following. Prior to 1995, electrical-assisted pedal cycles were treated as mopeds throughout the UK. Therefore, to use one on a public road, you have to have it licensed and insured. But essentially, after 1995, the law in England, Scotland and Wales was changed so that these type of essentially glorified push bikes did not need this. But it wasn't legislated for in Northern Ireland. So they're now saying, so still in Northern Ireland, This has not been changed. When have we heard that before? The department say that they then brought this to the attention of the former DOE minister, Mark Durkin. And in 2016, the then department commenced the legislative process to align Northern Ireland with the rest of the UK and remove these requirements. But they say that a low consultation has been completed and the draft process is underway. It can't be completed because guess what? We've no devolution. We've no minister. So another example of how people in Northern Ireland, and this is serious, right? There's some people contacting me saying, is this April Fool's Day? But this is actually serious, where someone's gone out, some of these bikes are £1,000, £2,000.
And I presume now you can't use them in the cycle lanes.
No, you'll be done by the cops.
And yet they're made for people who are weak cyclists. They're made for people who are frail, who are weak, who are slow to get fit, or who have handicap problems that inhibit them from riding a real bicycle. But then to enable them to get out into the open air and to get some exercise, and these are the very people that you most need to help.
The Department of Infrastructure confirming, Stephen, that you may well face a fine of up to £1,000.
And this is where, and I intend to write to the Chief Constable on this, because there is within the law the allowance to look at the purpose of the law. And the purpose of the law is about protecting people's safety, the riders themselves. Now, these bikes barely go faster than what the average person pedals. They go up to maybe 15 miles per hour. The intention of the law is to protect the rider. And so the intention of the law is clearly to treat these as cycles in terms of the laws we have for bicycles and the laws we have for motorbikes. They're much closer to an ordinary bicycle. And the police can interpret the law, and indeed the courts obviously do interpret the law. So I will be writing to the Chief Constable to say to use the spirit of the law, to apply the spirit of the law. And the law is not to prosecute people.
But that's not what... Hold on a minute. But Stephen, the police had an opportunity to say that this morning, because we were talking to them yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the police, and this is the crucial part of this, we are trying to do a public service this morning. We are warning people that the PSNI have confirmed this programme that they may very well issue 6 penalty points, and you could be disqualified from having a licence if you're caught on one of these glorified push bikes.
Yeah,
if it's
and
not
that's why
taxed. Imagine getting 6 penalty points for a push bike.
Because that's why this does need to be looked at for the PSNI in the interim. It's a problem that needs to be resolved by the Assembly ultimately. But the police can work on the spirit of the law beyond the letter, and I'll be writing and making that point to the Chief Constable. But to your listeners right now, you're right. That is the advice given by the police. I can't at this point contradict that.
So everybody with an electric bike, Malachy, they've got to, if they're not taxed and insured, and if they haven't sat one of these tests, then they've got to stay off the road.
And if they have sat the test, they have to stay off the cycle lanes, and they have to wear a motorbike helmet. That's going to be discouraging in itself, even if they can meet the letter of the law. So the letter of the law is pretty useless here. The very idea that you would take somebody, for instance, who's in weak health, yep, getting one of these things, tentatively going out on the road, using the cycle lanes for their own safety, and the police stop them and say, excuse me, ma'am, you should be on the main road. You shouldn't be on this cycle lane, because that's a moped you're riding. And then you're going to take somebody who's using this machine because it is an aid to their vulnerability, because it's an aid to their handicap or their disability, and you're saying, no, get onto the road, it contradicts the whole practice as well in relation to those other battery-assisted wheelchairs that we now see so many of.
Yeah. Well, here's Eddie and Antrim on that very point. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I was just thinking there myself, about the mobility scooters. That they are fully electric. They're not pedal, but they're fully electric. They can do about, from what I understand, the maximum they're allowed to do is 8 miles an hour.
A mobility scooter?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you, if we're, let me just look through. It's a really good point you're bringing up, actually. If electrically assisted push bikes need tax and insurance and all of that malarkey, why wouldn't a mobility scooter?
That actually comes into my second question too. Which insurance company could I go to today to insure an electric bike? I think if I phoned a Northern Ireland insurance company, just my local insurance company, I think they'd go, pardon? You want to insure what? I don't think there'd be any setup for it.
Well, is there any information on the DVA website? It is an open question, I don't know. Presumably, we'll have a look at it now, presumably DVA, they would be advising you where to go.
You would think so.
Eddie, thank you. Richard in Dundall. Morning, Richard.
Good morning, Steve.
Go ahead, Richard.
Amalie actually brought the point up that I wanted to make about the riding on the roads. Would you be able, obviously, you're not allowed in the cycle lanes, but would you be entitled to drive in the bus lanes and stuff once you got everything, you know, your license plate for your bike and all the rest of it? But I must say, Steve, I bought one of those electric bikes. I can't take it out of the house.
What do you mean?
The plug keeps coming out.
Thank you, Geraldine. Morning, Geraldine.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan. Yes, the main point I made, I ride a scooter, so I have to wear protection when I'm on the road. I mean, to put all that gear on a bicycle, and normally they're older people that are using the electric bike.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have a heart attack or a stroke.
Well, you're gonna have these pensioners now, if that's what you're saying. Older people use them, younger people use them too. But you know, imagine the cops chasing after big blue lights and all, pulling the pensioner in on their electrically assisted push bike and slapping 6 points on them. And the police have said they will do this.
But I mean, I cycle, and I know you sweat very easily as you're getting older. I mean, you would die. You would die trying to cycle with all that gear.
Now, remember all that gear. All that gear. The clothing requirements is for
It's for a moment.
I'm wondering if these clothing requirements are for the test or whether they're for when you're out and about.
Well, if they're required for the test, the required period, you know, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. I'm on a scooter, and it'll do the highway speed limit. It's only a scooter, but it's a 125. And I mean, I don't wear leathers. I wear several layers because I have to work when I get where I'm going. I have to take all the clothes off again.
I am reading this under the section on the NI Direct website under bike tests, right?
Yeah.
And here's what it says, Geraldine: clothing requirements. So this is the clothing requirement for the bike test that everybody that has an electrically assisted push bike now has to do. You must wear motorcycle boots or other sturdy footwear for your push bike when you're being tested about manoeuvres, which will last 30 minutes. You must wear textile or leather motorcycle trousers or heavy denim trousers. You have to have a leather or a textile motorcycle jacket. This is for your push bike.
What if you want to use toe clips?
If you were cycling, if you were now using the pedals, it would. I mean, you'd be exhausted in a few minutes. And I mean, an older person, I mean, their ambulance would have to follow them. You know what I mean?
Here's Kenny in Listensky. Morning, Kenny.
Good morning. How are you? That's the best comedy show I've heard for a long time.
It's true.
I honestly. It brought a smile to my face. Nearly as good as the day you were going to take down the cranes in Harlan and Wolff. You know the results.
But that was on April Fool's Day today,
Kenny. No, it was. Tell me something.
Yes.
You were saying there the police, if they catch them...
Yes.
Would they be able to catch them, you know, when you consider, you know, the cutbacks the police and such things are having, will their vehicles be able to catch these speeders?
Well, the police did not. And look, this is no slight in the police because at the end of the day, they have got to enforce the law.
I know it.
But the police did not get in touch with us and say, look, it's highly unlikely that we're going to pull over a 70-year-old pensioner in their, you know, in their electrically assisted push bike. The police said no. And we didn't talk to the police about age. The police said no.
Can I make a few
six
inquiries?
Penalty points.
A three-wheeled power-assisted bicycle called the Sinclair C5.
Yes.
Will that be exempt because of its aging, or will that be up-to-date with the... I would have to wear leather boots, leather... Well, we're not going to all that.
Kenny, thank you. Stephen, what are you going to do about this?
Tax-exempt.
Well, as I say, I think it is a matter of writing to police, because they're quite serious. Right? If people actually do follow the letter of the law, treat their electric-assisted bike and drive on the road, they can go a maximum speed of 15 miles an hour. So you can imagine somebody goes in the motorway in one of these things. The police position at the minute, and I appreciate the law as it is, but the police position is ludicrous. And as I say, I'll be writing to a chief constable. Time to get clarification and a bit of common sense.
And Maliki, your final thoughts?
Well, I mean, the police themselves are out on bicycles now, and I'm sure a lot of them would prefer a battery-assisted bicycle if they're going to be on it all day long, policing the city. But, my final thought is that the people who most need these bikes are the ones who are going to be most disadvantaged by this law. It's absurd.
Thank you, Maliki. Loads of calls on this morning. Padraig in Glengormley. Morning, Padraig.
Hi, how's it going, Stephen?
Going all right today. Go ahead.
What about these bikes? If they have to be taxed and insured, is there going to be some sort of registration mark on them? Are we going to have registration plates on the front and back of them?
that's actually what the guy who was working in the bike shop, that's what he said to me. He said to me, do you have to put registration plates on the bikes now?
Yeah, what are we going to do? If we're going to a bus lane, are they going to find them by the colour of their hamlet? I'd love to volunteer to do this test, to be honest with you. I think it would be comical.
Maybe that's what we should... Maybe
I volunteer myself to do it 100%.
Hold on a minute. Maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to see you in a pair of leather, Stephen.
Will I get into the leather gear?
If you want.
Will I get the leather pants on and the leather top on? I know I'm turning you on here, Padraig, so...
Definitely keep a helmet on, Stephen.
Keep calm. And I'll go up and I'll do the 30-minute manoeuvre test that you now have to do to ride a pushbike.
How much does this cost as well? A joke.
John in North Belfast. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen. £2,000 bikes.
Yeah.
If I had a £2,000 bike, I would want to insure.
Or 500 quid bikes, but I saw an electric bike there for about 900 quid the other day.
Yeah. So, I mean, you'd need to insure. Plus, if you put the extra couple of quid on it, because a lot of these guys on these bikes, whether it be a pedal bike or electric bike, what they do is they ride up the white line between traffic. Now, because they can't do it, doesn't mean they're allowed to do it.
Yes, but you can do that on a push bike that's not electrically assisted.
I know, but you're not allowed to do it. Because you can't do it, doesn't mean
but
you're
that's
allowed
a,
to
that's a red herring today. We're talking about it's these electrically assisted boots.
They pedal up between the traffic.
Yes, but the question is why...
No insurance to cover it.
The question is why should you need to tax it and insure it and do a test?
Because if you drive up the white line, you damage someone else's car, you scrape against it, who's going to pay for it?
But who's going to pay for it if it's a push bike without electrically assisted, which you don't need insurance for?
That's the reason why you can insure it then, isn't it?
John, thank
you. It'll come out of your own pocket.
Davey in Newton Abbey. Morning, Davey.
All right, Steve.
Morning.
Yeah. just laughing about this here, Carrie, all about
it. But it's true. It's true.
But here, listen, I was on the insurance company here.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity. And the guy, he just laughed over the phone to me. He says, at this minute, he says, there is no way we can possibly insure anyone that has one of them assisted pushbikes.
Your insurance company told you this?
Yep. Now, he says he had actually somebody in his office last week inquiring about this. And apparently legislation is coming out in October of this year.
Department haven't told us that. And the department have told us that the legislation, you know, it was waiting for the assembly, for devolution, basically, and a minister, therefore. And that, well, you've got a bet for that happening by October? Tell you what, don't put your house on it.
Well, that's what the insurance guy told me. And he just finished off with just laughing again. He says, best of luck with your leather gear.
Vinny's sitting behind here saying he's got loads of leather gear. Well, that's another question.
I can tell you what, right? It's hard enough doing a motorbike test with a leather gear on. I wouldn't fancy driving a pushbike with a leather gear on. You couldn't walk.
The Department of Infrastructure have told the Nolan Show anyone found riding an EAPC in Northern Ireland, that's an electric assisted pushbike, and not complying with one or more of the legal requirements could theoretically face a fine between £500 and £1,000, depending on the nature of the offence. However, no prosecutions have taken place.
I think if somebody was to get done for that, say a 50 or 60 year old woman or a man, I think it would get laughed out of court.
The police have said, you know, 6 penalty points, if you think about it, 6 penalty points, well, you go out on your push bike twice, you could be banned from the road.
Right, what if you go out in your pushbike and you don't have a licence?
Well, you will get 6 penalty points. You also need a license.
I'm going to give you points for something you don't have. You know what I mean? Is the shops going to give these people back their money for these pushbacks? Because I would say a lot of them's not going to do any drable tests. You know, that's another thing.
Oh, dear.
And then, as that last caller was saying about a registration plate,
yeah,
you know, if they have to have tax insurance, they'll have to have a plate on it somewhere where they'll stick it. You know?
Thank you very much indeed. Morning.
Not a problem, Steve.